All right, so you've always wondered if you have what it takes to be an artist. Our next guest would say absolutely anybody can learn to draw. In fact, she's going to prove that at an open house next weekend. It's Valerie Hostey on the line with us right now. Valerie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks. How many people do you think you've taught to draw over the years?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. I would have to say maybe in hundreds, if you count free college days.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the 15 years I've been doing this.
Now, you're retired from SC4 now, is that right?
Yes, I just retired last month, and that's why I'm able to spend devote my energy now to this business and seeing people move from thinking that it's not for them to knowing that it's okay. They can do this.
And that's got to be a great reward when you see somebody who thought that they didn't have any artistic ability finally, showing that they actually do.
Yeah. So that's the joy of what I do, Paul. And the thing is, people think they have to have this ability or this God-given talent or something. And what's true is you can come here to my studio, and you can take it as far as you want. If you feel like you want to learn how to draw, you can sit down and I can teach you how to draw. Anyone can learn it. But if you decide that you don't really want to spend the time doing that, you just want to relax and enjoy creating. I have a lot of students who prefer to just come in here and learn technique, and we get them the light box set up, and they don't have to learn all the hard stuff. You know, but people who think they don't have the ability to draw are incorrect. And the thing I like to say to them is, if no one ever taught you how to read, you would be what? An illiterate adult.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that no one has ever taught you. And so that someone would sit down and teach you the ABCs and how to read a word or two. And then you read for the rest of your life and you never forget.
Yeah.
Now, with drawing, no one has taught you these basics that I can teach. I teach people to see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it involves teaching. I think a lot of people try it on their own without being taught, say, well, I can't do that, and all I can do is stick figures. It doesn't turn out like anything. Well, it's because they haven't been taught.
That's right. That's right. They've got fifth grade or fourth grade images this resembles a horse from
right.
When they were in the fourth grade, and they have never really learned how to look. And we quiet the left hemisphere of the brain. Here at the studio, it's a very relaxing, non-judgmental place. You have zero stress. We have the classical music going on. The light here is phenomenal. And people are sitting around the table working on their own projects, feeling a very, very healthy sense of accomplishment when they're finished. And I'm here every step of the way.
Yeah.
Teaching people, showing people, helping people, correcting, but in a very encouraging kind of way.
And that's important.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's a very relaxing, supportive environment.
Yeah, as it should be, because the last thing you want to do if you're pursuing this, as a leisure pursuit, you don't want to be stressed out by it.
That's right. A lot of my students are retired people who have just gotten to a point in life where they just realize they just want to have fun. They just want to enjoy themselves. It's not about pressure. Then on the other hand, I do have a lot of young students who are just embarking on, the art world, and they want to learn. They're hungry to learn all of the basics and then in the advanced techniques for seeing the way artists see.
I feel like we live in a very artistic community. I mean, there are a lot of artists and emerging artists here in the Blue Water area, aren't there?
Absolutely, I agree. And you know, Mike Henry is one of the emerging artists. He's been around for a while now. Mike Henry teaches here in my studio on an invitation basis. In other words, he's here twice a month, and he's a watercolorist who's been published. And he's the one to watch in the watercolor world. So he comes in, and we invite people from all over the community. The Blue Water Art Association, he's a member of that group, and a lot of their members come here and learn from him, as well as students of mine. He's a phenomenal artist, and he's a great teacher. So we have here at the studio, we have Mike joining us twice a month. I also offer painting parties, not unlike Painting with a Twist, mm-hmm. but a little bit different in that I'm teaching the whole time during these so-called painting parties. And we do rock painting and stepping stone painting. And, you know, it's just a little bit different, a little more, you end up with something you really want to use. And keep, and not something that sits in the garage like a painting with a twist canvas that might be, you know, soon to be tossed. But it's a really fun environment here.
Well, it sure sounds like you're having fun doing this.
Yeah, the open house is exciting because now I get to focus 100% of my time since I retired from the college.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm doing this open house.
It's
so the community can, on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, February 29th and March 1st, from 1 to 5. And people can find out more about it on my website at valeriesartstudio.com. But the reason I'm doing it is because now I want the community to be more aware of me and what we do here. I love introducing this kind of environment to people who want a place to come and relax and create and learn a little bit and make new friends.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a very, very supportive, non-judgmental place. And it's my passion, Paul.
Yeah. Oh, I know that. ValeriesArtStudio.com. For more details, where is the art studio where people can stop by from 1 to 5 p.m. next weekend, the 29th and the 1st?
The studio is located at 29 13th Street, which, by the way, is located right across 13th Street from the new Dollar General.
Oh, there you go.
On Water, yeah, the Dollar General on Water Street. I'm right across the street from it.
If nothing else, it's a good marking point, right?
Right.
Well, Valerie, yes. I hope that you get a nice turnout next weekend, and congratulations on your retirement and on putting even
Thank
more
you.
Emphasis and focus on the studio. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Paul. I really appreciate that.
All right, you got it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.